I have a special guest in the studio with me today. It's Samara Caldwell. You're the assistant team leader of Flight Centre in Moray Field at the shopping centre. Welcome into the studio.
Hi, Pete. Thank you for having me. Yes, that's me, Samara, from Flight Centre Moray Field. I've been there now 9 years. I love what I do there, and we have a great team.
Excellent. Now, I'm glad you've come in because you're a bit of an expert in the international travel arena. Mm-hmm. You do many, many bookings for international travel. What I'd like to find out is, the list of popular destinations that are trending at the moment.
Yeah, of course. So we're definitely seeing a rise in travel to Asia this year. We've seen Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia specifically, and all-time favourite lately is Japan. So yes, very popular destinations. Lots of clients coming in and asking for Vietnam or asking for somewhere within Asia, where would I recommend? And we kind of delve into what they're after and what they want to experience to find the right destination.
Okay, and the Asian experiences, are they mainly group tours, or you've got people coming in looking for individual arrangements?
Yeah, it's a real mix at the moment, Pete. People do tend to opt for guided touring. You know, you have a guide; they're super knowledgeable to take you through what you're seeing and what you're experiencing. Some people do prefer to travel alone, independently, and so of course we can put together an itinerary for them. We're seeing an upwards trend for cruising within Asia as well. A lot of cruises around the Japan coastline, up into South Korea and then back. So, yeah.
Yes, I think cruising is becoming even more popular. Mm. Most of my friends, when I talk to them, they're going on another cruise, but not me.
Not you, yeah. Oh, it's a real mix of people. Some people want adventure. They want to see it by land and delve into the destination. Other people want to unpack once. It's just, finding the right holiday that suits that individual.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So talking about Asia, what would be the most popular destination at the moment out of the list you just mentioned?
Japan is always up there for our most popular destination. It's got such a mix. There's something for everybody there in Japan. You've got beautiful traditional Japan, the history there, it's rich. Then you've got the futuristic Japan, the gaming, the buildings, the bright lights. So there's really such a mix there for everybody. Vietnam is up 25% from last year at the moment as well. So we're seeing a lot of people come in, they're wanting Vietnam. There's the rich culture there, the lovely people, the food, the history as well, the sites. Vietnam has everything. So we're definitely seeing a lot of people opting for Vietnam. Again, cruising, they're looking at river cruising and a combination of land travel too, so they can get in and amongst Vietnam.
Talking about international destinations, you've talked about Asia, but are there other international destinations that are popular?
Yeah, absolutely. For us Queenslanders, people will tend to stick a bit closer to home if they're travelling with families. We see a lot of the Pacific. We see a lot of people travelling to New Zealand. And of course, Canada, America, Europe too. People are still travelling to Europe. They're wanting to. They're excited to.
Okay. And talking about Europe, I might jump over to this one. So we all know that situation in the Middle East is fluctuating at the moment, and that has had a considerable impact on flights, particularly I guess if you were flying Emirates through Dubai or Qatar Airlines. What's your advice to someone booking a flight through to Europe at the moment?
Well, we can explore all options and find the ones that are right for the individual. Again, we've got about 14 plus airlines that we can look at getting you into Europe, a number of Asian carriers, the round the world fares making a comeback as well. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of that. People are opting to travel through either Asia into Europe and then back through the Americas or vice versa. Trans-Pacific and then onwards.
So if you were talking about round the world airfares, what would be an example of an itinerary you might, package up for a client?
Yeah, okay. So for instance, you could look at leaving Brisbane. You'd travel into the west coast of America, be it LA, San Francisco. You'd then make your way over to, the west coast. you'd begin in the west coast of America. You'd then make your way over to the east, be it New York. From there, we could get you straight into London. From there, you can do your little trips out and into Europe. From London, then we'd probably look at maybe there's a few ways you could go about it, but Singapore home. Perhaps.
Yes.
That's a good example of around the world.
All right, you're making me excited talking about this tripping around. But I want to also mention that you can book domestic travel at Flight Centre.
Mm-hmm.
So again, what's happening in the domestic travel area?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of slow-paced itineraries for the domestic travel sector. A lot of retirees who have perhaps taken the caravan around Australia before are now opting to travel back to that city and spend a prolonged period there, be it, 7 to 10 days. I do see a lot of that. So they're wanting to go back a bit simpler this time, a nice comfortable hotel stay. Yeah.
What would be the most popular destination in the domestic market at the moment?
At the moment, a lot of people are wanting to escape the cold and they're heading north. So we're seeing, a lot of Cairns, Port Douglas. We've got a number of great deals up there as well. A lot of people far north Queensland.
All right, to get away from the cold. We've certainly had plenty of that over the last few days,
haven't we?
What about going south? Perhaps if you enjoy a little bit of cold weather, you might want to go south. Any suggestion there?
Absolutely. People will still, they're not scared of the cold. Some people, they'll opt to do Tassie. We love a drive in Tassie. A lot of people are headed that way. You can find some great guided tours down in Tasmania as well, and they do the loop and they do it well. Also, South Australia, Murray River, Kangaroo Island is a great one for people to look at. Western Australia. We're so lucky. We have a beautiful country here
with
many places to explore.
Yep. So as a travel agent, I've got to ask you this one. What would be the most unusual booking you've done in your career? Now, I've put you on the spot for this one.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't on the list of things I was going to ask you.
So I remember this fondly, actually, and I'll take a moment to compose. Unique? Maybe not completely unique, but when I was first in the role, I had a 21-year-old girl come into the store and she was very new to travel and she wanted to go and see the gorillas. And so my client, 21 years of age, booked a trip to Uganda to go and see the gorillas. And while she was traveling, I got this photo of a gorilla in his wild habitat. Oh, it was, I always think back to that so fondly. 21-year-old got on a plane and off to Uganda. She went in search of gorillas.
And I guess that's part of the advantage of being a travel agent is you get all the stories coming back from your clients. Hopefully they're good stories
of their
experiences.
Yes, that's right. Of course, we're excited to see our clients go and then those memories that they create are what it's all about.
Now, also, I need to ask you this question. How does one become a travel agent?
A travel agent.
Take up a career like that.
Of course. So I myself had a lot of customer service experience and I applied for Flight Centre.
Yeah.
I went through the application process with our recruitment and I was lucky enough to secure a place in Flight Centre. You then, when you start as a travel agent, you go through a Certificate 3 in tourism and you learn about the trade. And then from there you're signed off. And of course, over years you build up the experience through, face-to-face.
Yep. All right. And the next thing I wanted to ask you was you hear a lot of talk. It's sort of, do I book through a travel agent or do I go myself online and make the booking?
Okay, so
I want you to put the case forward
as to
why we should book with a travel agent and not do it ourselves.
Yeah, of course. Having a travel agent is, there's so many benefits to coming in, sitting with somebody face to face. They're there, they're getting excited with you about the holiday. They know all of the policies that the airlines have, all of the nitty-gritty things. They can map things out for you. You've also got that assistance when, if you are abroad, if something happens, you know, you can phone home to us and we're there to help. If you're booking online, it can be really tricky to get through to somebody to assist. And we help with, you know, building excitement for the trip. We can recommend things to you that you mightn't have thought about. The computer probably won't do that. Not on a booking system anyway. And yeah, I think just having somebody there, a human being that you can speak to, you know, not only to get excited about the holiday, but if you need a hand with anything, you know, life takes many twists and turns. If anything happens, you know, we're there to help.
You've convinced me. Samara, you're well-travelled yourself. Your CV says you've travelled, if I got this right, 14 different destinations.
I have,
and
yes.
And counting,
absolutely. The list is long.
Where are you off to next?
Next, I would love a Canadian trip with my little family. I have been to Canada before, a winter in Canada.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
So just to do the plug again, you're at Flight Centre at Moray Field. What's the phone number there?
It is 5420-1177. We are a team of 9 there in Flight Centre Moray Field.
That's a big operation.
Yes. Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're right out the front of Coles.
Okay.
And I was doing the math this morning and we have a combined experience of over 100 years there.
Wow.
So, yeah, the average tenure for our team would be 10 years or more. So, yeah, a lot of experience in that office and we're all there and willing and excited to help you with your next travel holiday.
Excellent. Of course, you've got the backing of the bigger organisation, Flight Centre.
Yes.
How long's Flight Centre been going for now?
They came to fruition back in the 80s. Screw Turner, he started with Top Deck.
Yes.
And then he wanted bigger. He wanted to grow things. So, yeah, it's been around a long, long time, Flight Centre. They're doing it well. They've seen many things. Flight Centre has been going since the early 1980s, creating memorable holidays for all people. They've done a fantastic job and they're a fantastic company to work for. At the moment, there has actually been no better time to book with Flight Centre. They have launched their own loyalty program as well.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Yeah, okay. World 360,
right.
It's called. So any travel you book, you earn points on, and those points, yeah, they can go towards your next holiday.
Okay, that was Samara Caldwell, the Assistant Team Leader of Flight Centre Travel Group. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today.
You're welcome, Pete. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.